Chapter 2. Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim 2 men as spies secretly, saying, "Go, view the land and Jericho." They went and came into the house of a prostitute whose name was Rahab and lay there. It was told the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, there came men in here tonight of the children of Israel to search out the land." The king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, "Bring forth the men who are come to you, who have entered into your house, for they have come to search out all the land." The woman took the 2 men and hid them, and she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I didn't know where they were from. And it happened about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went out, I don't know. Pursue after them quickly, for you will overtake them." But she had brought them up to the roof, and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order on the roof. The men pursued after them all the way to the Jordan, to the fords, and as soon as those who pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. Before they were laid down, she came up to them on the roof, and she said to the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen on us, and that all of the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the 2 kings of the Amorites who are beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and to Og, whom you utterly destroyed. As soon as we had heard it, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more spirit in any man, because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above, and on earth beneath. Now therefore, please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you will also deal kindly with my father's house, and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father, and my mother, and my brothers, and my sisters, and all that they have, and will deliver our lives from death." The men said to her, "Our life for yours, if you don't utter this our business, and it shall be, when the Lord gives us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you." Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was on the side of the wall, and she lived on the wall. She said to them, "Go to the mountains, lest the pursuers find you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers come back, and afterwards you may go on your way." The men said to her, "We will be guiltless of this your oath which you have made us to swear. Behold, when we come into the land, you shall bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which you let us down by, and you shall gather to you into the house your father and your mother, and your brothers and all your father's household. It will be that whoever will go out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood will be on his head, and we will be guiltless. And whoever will be with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be on him. But if you utter this our business, then we will be guiltless of your oath which you have made us to swear." She said, "According to your word, so be it." She sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. They went and came to the mountain and abode there 3 days until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but didn't find them. Then the 2 men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun, and they told him all that happened to them. They said to Joshua, "Truly the Lord has delivered into our hands all the land, and moreover, all the inhabitants of the land do melt away before us."